Well, hello, this is Michael Ann Conley, and welcome back to another episode of Habits into Health. I am a habit change coach and a holistic therapist, and I host this podcast show. We are all about habit change from the inside out. So if you're feeling stuck in some habits that are causing some problems for you that don't serve you, or if you care about somebody else who's stuck, we're here to help. What we do here on this show is we put out a different kind of message. There's a lot of stuff out there about motivation and change. Has a history back to 150 years, a little bit more than that, and it just doesn't fit for everybody today. What most of us don't recognize is that willpower is just not enough. Self-defeating habits have hidden layers, and those are habits in themselves. They block change, and in this show, we focus on making those hidden layers visible rather than trying to push change from your mind. I call it letting your body lead so your mind doesn't have to. This works no matter where you are on your journey, whether you're just getting started, whether you've been working on this for a while with some success, or maybe slipping and falling back, two steps forward, one step back. And it also works if you are exploring your own patterns, or if you are exploring your patterns around somebody else's behavior. The idea is that these practices and the perspectives can help you stabilize whatever is going on with you and support you in taking your next phase of growth. We do this from a place of understanding and kindness. That's a really big piece of what we do, because it's through kindness that you can move your life in the direction that you want. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that particularly today. The last time we started a small series about the change process, and I encouraged you to begin just by noticing when you become aware that you're engaged in a habit that doesn't serve you. So for instance, do you catch yourself when you're leading into it, walking over to that piece of pie? Or are you already eating it when you go, oh, here I am? Or maybe you're one of the folks that's on the other side saying, what happened? How did I do that? Well, there's another piece of this habit pie that we're going to chew on today. Ooh, how do you like that metaphor? Which is, how do you treat yourself when you become aware that you've gotten caught in the trap? And before we go there, I always like to have a start with a little practice. I call these our habits and health practice. It's a variation on a very simple theme because, like I said earlier, willpower isn't enough to create change. What really happens is that we learn best through our experience. And awakening to who you truly are really comes by shifting away from trying to figure things out with your mind to settling into some deeper layer in yourself. And so these practices, they're not really designed to fix you, to make you better, to cure the problem that's going on. It really is a practice in something that's more basic than that. We're working with developing internal guidance skills so that you can increase your awareness of patterns in yourself before you fall into your habit, before the trap gets laid. And developing your capacity to grow that awareness at a subtle level is really the first step in taking charge of your life and the changes that you want to make. So let's begin. No matter what it is that you're doing right now, you might be listening while you're at work, or you could be listening while you're in your car driving or riding somewhere. You could be listening on your mobile device while you're on the bus or on a bike or walking through a park. I don't know exactly where you are, but I do know there's something that you're doing. Even if you're thinking about what I'm saying, as you listen to what I'm saying, and even if you're thinking, what the heck is she talking about? Maybe you've been there before and you've come to a different place and go, Oh, what she's talking about in me is that there's a certain way that I pay attention, or there's a certain way that I avoid paying attention. Whatever it is, just notice what you're doing right now. And it could be something simple. Maybe you're just walking. You could notice, how are you walking? Be attentive to how you're walking. If you're driving, just be aware of how you got your hands on the steering wheel. That's actually one of the ways that I got started, was by being attentive to how I engaged with myself when I was driving. If you're sitting at your desk, eating your lunch or dinner, taking a break from work, just notice how you're sitting. If you're riding a bike, be attentive right now to how you're riding the bike. Now, yes, we know that your mind is going to be engaged. You're going to be thinking about it. That is a feedback loop. It's not a running it from the mind piece. If you enter this first by noticing what you're doing and how you're doing it and where you feel yourself when you're doing it, then feeding back to yourself by using your words. This is a way of remaining connected to yourself rather than just mindlessly doing something. The Buddha is quoted as saying, and I don't have the exact quote here, but he's saying that the most effective way to do what it is that he taught starting 2,500 years ago, the most effective way to do what he taught, which has come to be called meditation, that's one of the words. The most effective way to do this is through the body. So just imagine that. And as you imagine that, notice what part of your body you're using to imagine. Now take a deep breath. We'll shift gears a little bit and head into our topic. But as we do so, and as you listen, you can continue to be attentive to what it is that you're doing as you listen. This isn't meditation, actually. Meditation, in the way that a lot of people do it, involves quieting yourself down and just noticing your thoughts. This is a little bit different. It's about noticing your being, noticing how you are being in yourself, this whole being of you. So before we do our topic, let's do a little station ID. This is Habits into Health, and my name is Michael Ann Conley. I'm a holistic therapist and a habit change coach. I've been doing this, for about 30 years now with other people. I've been working on myself quite a bit longer than that. I learned a few things about the habit change process, starting with working with people with serious life-threatening habits, alcoholism and drug addiction. And I started to recognize that everybody could benefit from the skills and the tools that I was learning and sharing with people who are dealing with serious habits. And so I've started doing that more and more over the years. I host this show and all of the Habits into Health programs. The thing is if you want to stop the drain that happens when you are stuck in a habit, it's blocking you from getting your life where you want to go, there are some things that you can do about it. And you could start a little bit differently than where many habit change programs do, which is having you make a list and having you set goals. How about starting a little bit easier? Just start with my free ebook, and I'll give you a little guidance on that. It's called Do You Have a Habit, or Does Your Habit Have You? And it includes 5 warning signs that you're stuck and what you can do about it. You can come to habitsintohealth.com and fill in your name and email address on the website. And I'll not only send you the ebook, I'll also keep in touch with updates and other support, including some posts about these podcasts that I do. You can also subscribe to Habits into Health on iTunes, where you'll get these podcasts on a regular basis. And you can follow us on Facebook. Just search in both of those locations for the name Habits into Health. And if you want to go further, I am offering a free introductory teleseminar, and we're going to talk about how to deal with these barriers that are getting in your way and how you can reduce the stress and pressure of this journey that you're on toward changing, how you can bring this process of change into a new habit that you don't have to be thinking about all of the time. I'm going to share some of the practical methods that I learned and that I teach, and the profound effects that I've seen it have on the folks who've come to my workshops and my retreats, and also the folks who see me in private sessions or talk with me on the phone in private sessions. You can let me know by email if you're interested in any of this. That's also on the contact page at habitsintohealth.com. Now let's talk about our topic. Last week I said that willpower alone doesn't work, and I repeated it here a few minutes ago, because as important as it may seem to take care of this self-defeating habit, your mind actually has way more immediate things to deal with than this. And so it turns out that doing small and simple steps makes it easier to reach your goal. So last time I suggested a practice of keeping it simple by starting with tracking when you tend to notice that you're engaged in your habit. One example might be planning when you're going to be doing it. Like you're watching the clock for your next break because that cigarette or cookie is calling you. Another stage might be you're pulling the pack out of your pocket or purse, or you're reaching for the cookie. And many people don't tune into their habit until afterwards, an hour or two, sometimes a week. Is that you? There's a kind of sleepwalking that happens when you're in this situation. And in fact, waking up around this can be such a relief that I'll be sharing more tips about this in that one-hour teleseminar. I'm calling it your Sleeping Beauty Wake-Up Call, and it's to help you kickstart this. So if you're interested in signing up for the free teleseminar, come on over to habitsintohealth.com/contact and send me an email, and I'll keep you posted. For today, let's invest a little time into what happens when you recognize that you're engaged in your habit. So if you attended to this, you might have a sense about that. When you noticed, either on the heading into or in the middle of or on the back end or some variation of that, do you go, wow, I am really heading into that habit? Or I'm right in the thick of this thing? Or whoa, I was really caught in it yesterday. Isn't this great? I am guessing that no, you do not tend to go there. You don't go, wow, this is really great. I'm noticing that I'm waking up. Nope. Is it more like, here I go again? Or, darn it. Or something worse, I'm doing it again. Or maybe, why do I keep doing this? That's real popular. Why can't I stop myself? And there might be a whole trail of other ways that you probably talk to yourself. Nothing's ever going to change. That's a popular one too. I'll just try harder. Is that familiar? What's wrong with me? Oh yeah, that's a good one. It's like that habit is just going to town and having a party. It's not enough to be trapped in the habit. That habit's got a whole bunch of friends coming out of nowhere just to play. And okay, those friends are habits in themselves, aren't they? And when this group of habits is taking over your energy field, how exactly do you feel? Probably not good. So take another deep breath. I do hope that I'm wrong about this. Maybe you are in a place of relief and you're saying, this is really amazing. I am starting to be aware of when this habit traps me. Maybe you are recognizing that this just might be your key to the doorway out. And even if that's the case, I can tell you from experience, getting support along the way is really reinforcing. And if you're not there yet, then I am most definitely inviting you to try it out for yourself. Because getting support is helpful. And we're not talking about happy, happy thoughts. This is not pretend land, magical thinking, think positive and everything will be okay. No, no, no. We're talking about telling the truth about your bigger habit. Smoking, eating too much, whatever it is. Just have the courage to recognize that you're in it. And then watch out for the trap of falling into what you've systematically laid down for yourself and never realized the role some other habits are playing in keeping this habit around. And that's the trap of making yourself wrong, putting yourself down, falling into despair. The funny thing is, it all starts with stopping. Try it out. Just try recognizing the habit you want to change and stopping there. What happens when you just tell the truth about your habit and don't jump in to judging yourself? This is a practice in itself. And I can tell you from experience, you can't lose, because guess what you can do if you fall into judging yourself? You can notice that habit. Whoa, I just put myself down. Amazing. Wow, there it comes again, trying to drain my energy. Just for now, I'm going to take a deep breath and I'm not going to go there. If you can practice this, it will do wonders for your sense of well-being. Just coming to this place of awareness without judgment. So this week, keep faith in yourself by practicing non-judgment. Do this as best as you can. That means just noticing judgment without chasing it. So if judgment happens, just notice that and don't chase it. And if you chase it, notice that you're chasing it without judging yourself for going there. Send me some messages by email or on the comments section of the website. You can let me know if you want to keep them private, and I won't post them. But you'll at least be sharing what you're learning about this. And we'll do some follow-up next time. For now, it's time to sign off. If you have a habit that's creating problems for you, including the habit of worrying about somebody else's habit, I've got news for you. Come on over to habitsandhealth.com and request my free ebook. Do you have a habit, or does your habit have you? I can help you clarify the issues you're dealing with, and you'll find other podcasts and articles and resources. I always like to end by saying, start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You've been listening to Habits into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I am here to help you stop feeling out of control over unhealthy habits, wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, and start creating a life where you're in charge of them, rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.